Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Awesome Sounds on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you're at. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And I gave you awesome sounds coming there from King D Music. I'm a child of heaven. Family, I promised to be talking to Pastor Lucas Nkosi. We need to know our rights. We need to know what's happening in our world. And we are honored to always have Pastor Lucas Nkosi coming through Libo Mama Pearl Coupe to just, you know, make us aware of what's happening and what we can do, the roles that we can play in everything that's happening. I mean, now we have heard that, you know, there's a search for the new Chief Justice, and we are on alert level one. We were talking, Limuruti, not so long about what's expected about us, or from us as the church. And so we are hearing of mandatory vaccines. So many things are happening. So it's always good to be talking to those that are close to the parliament, those that are close to the government, to highlight a few things and educate us. Muruti, how are you?
I'm well, and you, Sibongi, and Radio Pulpit family.
It's always awesome and humbling to be talking to you, Muruti.
Yeah, we bless the Lord also for Radio Pulpit for always giving us an opportunity to talk to their family and alert them on things that are so important and affecting us as the Church of God. And we really appreciate.
Yeah. Muruti, not so long. We were talking a little level one with you.
Yeah.
And I've seen a wonderful response from family members who were like, we needed that, you know?
Sometimes
we needed that. So it's like really awesome to see that we are doing something right. And Muruti, for a very long time, Christians have been saying, but we don't hear about these things. We only hear about them when they are now going to be accepted as a bill or whatever. So we don't hear about this. So right now, we thank God that you are there to enlighten us, Muruti. But what's new? What's happening? What's in the pipeline that we need to know about as Christians? I mean, we're hearing of certain things that are being discussed in different places, and we don't know if we can even have a say, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very much, you know, interesting. We are living in interesting times where the church is really needed to be more active, you know, in engaging government and so forth. And then because of it's very much important, something that we normally take for granted as the church to engage in. And we must remember, you know, according to Matthew 28, I mean, where Jesus is sending us, he's saying, go ye and make disciples of all nations. And it's so interesting when you study that word disciple there in that verse. And he starts in verse 18 there where he's saying, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. And he's saying, then from that point of him having authority in heaven and on earth, he's saying to us, let's go. Then make disciples, and he's saying, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. Now that with the it means to school. It's like go and open schools. You know, go and educate nations of, you know, the things that I taught you, meaning go and educate nations on the things that pertain to governance, things that pertain to the kingdom, because the kingdom of God is a government. So it's all about governance. So where it comes to governance, we as the church, you know, we must come always up front so that we educate nations on how to run things in a manner that will sort us out. And now this calls for us now as the church to say, now let's educate nations. You know, my experience like last year going to parliament, I saw a lot of gaps where the church is really needed. You know, the wisdom from the church is needed in several things, you know, on how to govern, how to handle people and things like that. Something that we've been doing naturally so as the church. I remember also when we're engaging, know, province last year on reopening of churches. Now, the premier said something profound. He said, no, you as the church, you know, most of the times you outsmart us because these things you excel in them. And we trust you that you will do the right thing.
Mm.
And so I will vouch for you on you know, on condition that please don't disappoint. We trust you, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you outsmart us in most of the things and so on. So which is, it was a good plus. And now, currently now, we have a pending question now since, you know, the coming of vaccines on board, and we had also the president speak to that because of most of the churches, you know, and the religious sector especially, there's been, we've seen also in media, it's in the public that there are concerns, you know, regarding mandatory vaccination and so forth. And then we've had even, you know, from our sector, our faith, most of the people, when they study patents, I remember in another forum where now, you know, one pastor highlighted that, no, the problem is that now with the messaging regarding vaccines is that when we look into how these things are handled and versus what we see in the Bible, especially your Revelation 13, we see similarities.
Mm.
And therefore, that's why most of the people you hear, there is this notion, even in the public media, where now a joke is made that now are we in 666 and so forth. You cannot blame.
Mm.
You know, I remember in that forum we said we cannot blame even, you know, the church people to think along those lines because they see patterns that, okay, but with vaccines, if vaccines are like this and it's like mesh column A and column B situation, then what is happening there? Then if this is happening, so government has been asked now and then that question that now, but this maybe it's 666 given, you know, when they match these two, you know, pattern and so forth. But government, especially even the president, spoke to that to say, nobody will be forced, you know, if they feel like, no, you know, they don't want to be vaccinated. But still, in that same breath, you see, especially in some working places, some business people have come up on media to say, you know, where our employees are concerned, no, for us, it will be like this. So there's controversy around that area which needs attention and then which need us to say as the church, let's go and revisit, review especially what the constitution of the country is saying in that regard so that we know how to navigate as the church.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And then, Muruti, how do we find out more about how do we have to navigate in this manner then, in this matter as well?
Yeah, no, in navigating because of, in terms of the law, you know, how laws are passed in the country and so forth, and the ranking of laws in the country, the constitution comes on top. It means like according to, you know, what is called the founding provisions, you know, of the country, the establishment of the country as per the constitution, especially the section 2, where it speaks that the constitution is the supreme law of the republic. Now, the law or conduct inconsistent with it is invalid, meaning any law which is not consistent with the constitution, whether it's your Disaster Management Act or whether any kind of law that is available in the country or any kind of conduct that is, you know, in the country, if whether it's a municipal law or any other kind of law, it's subject to the authority of the constitution. So this says to us, now we must first check what the constitution is saying. Yes, something is said, but what is it that the constitution is saying? And then the other thing that is interesting as well, where the constitution is concerned, is the issue of, you know, your citizenship, where we are told there by the constitution that all citizens are equally entitled to the rights, the privileges, the benefits of citizenship. And then not only the rights, but also subject to meaning, you know, like, you know, where South Africa is concerned, where you see also in the preamble where it says that, you know, South Africa belongs to all, you know, who live in it, you know. So things like that, we need to look into them to see that, okay, but if we are like this, you know, and the Constitution is saying equal rights and so forth, so we need to look into what are those rights, what is it that these rights are all about. And I see the argument that is normally brought forward is the issue of limitations of rights. You know, I remember, I think previously in our engagement on the issue of limitations of rights, I've also saw, you know, the parliament session where Reverend Mishwe raised that issue, you know, to the president to say, but president, here's an issue, what's your response? And the president was saying, "Yo, but rights have limitations." I wished he could have, you know, expounded further, you know, to say, but what do you really, really mean? Which is something that we need to deal with so that we make sure that we are always consistent with what the Constitution is saying, and that the rights of others, you know, do not overrule. And the issue of limitations of rights, it's an issue in Section 36. And there's something interesting in Section 36, is Bongi and family, you know, something that we need to look into. Let me just just read certain points that I think we need to look into in regarding to that, because they speak also to whether should vaccination be mandatory or not. Section 36 says the rights in the Bill of Rights may be limited only in terms of law of general application, to the extent that the limitation is condition. If limitation is reasonable and justifiable in an open and democratic society based on human dignity, equality, freedom, taking into account, and it says taking into account, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. Firstly, it says the nature of the right, the importance of the purpose of the limitation, the nature and extent of the limitation, the relation between the limitation and its purpose, less restrictive. So things like that. So meaning, you know, if a right is to be justified, it must be qualified on the grounds of what Section 36 guides us, you know, that whether the limitation is reasonable and whether it's can we justify? So the onus is on the issue of justification. So where issue of mandatory vaccination is concerned, is that we have a duty to find out if that thing will be reasonable, that thing can be justified. And now the rule or the name of the game is we follow science. And now if we follow science, then it says to us, then how scientific is it, you know, that vaccination should be mandated? And something about vaccines, in our engagement with especially province on vaccines, I remember I asked, you know, the MEC and also in that meeting to say, but regarding these vaccines, do they prevent us, you know, from getting infected or not? And their response from government was, no, these vaccines, because I was asking the issue of benefit, and she said that, no, these vaccines is not like they prevent you, like, you know, from being infected. The benefit is that if you get vaccinated, you who have been vaccinated, here are your three benefits. Benefit number one is because you will be protected from severe illness. And, you know, secondly, you know, the issue of hospitalization and death. And I said, okay, but if that is the case, then what happens to our masks and all those non-pharmaceutical, you know, things? What about them? It says, no, you continue using them, but at least for you who's vaccinated, you'll be okay on that side. Now, that says to us, okay, Okay, so we're still into masks, even though we're vaccinated. We still social distance. We still wash our hands, you know, and all those non-pharmaceutical things that we've been applying since last year. So it means, or our common denominator, whether we are vaccinated or not vaccinated, is to use these non-pharmaceutical measures. And where we come in and we still question is, but if we still apply the same things, now why discriminate between the two groups? And hence, now we are coming strong because of, on the grounds of Section 36, where it says it must be justifiable, you know, that the limitation must be justifiable, or if we are to limit or impose a limitation, and it must be reasonable. And then scientifically, then we have a burden, you know, the scientists have a burden to prove to us that, okay, but if we are vaccinated, then we are immune. So controversy around that. And also, we need to strike a balance in terms of the rights of the people to say, okay, but here's a person with a mask and everything. Can they infect the next person who's vaccinated? And, you know, if that cannot be, you know, arrived at scientifically to say a person who's not vaccinated with masks, social distancing and all those things can still continue to infect the next person. If that cannot be justified, then we are not meeting the condition of Section 36. And then the other thing is the issue of health, you know, where the Constitution is saying that now people have a right to, you know, their bodies and whatever is done in terms of medical, so it should be done with their consent and so on. So there's still another burden that needs to be, you know, attended to, which is to prove scientifically that, you know, those who are not vaccinated, you know, can infect others. And so that to limit that right to say there's no way, you know, you can refuse to be vaccinated. Until that proof is provided, then we have a problem in terms of, you know, how it's mandated.
Yeah.
And that, yeah.
So we have a voice, Murut. We should make our voices heard in such instances as well.
Yeah. And our challenge, like you read in Hosea 4 verse 6, where church is concerned, is our ignorance is compromising us.
And, okay. Let's hold it there. And when we come back, let's talk about this. I always ask myself, should we say ignorance or should we say... Okay, I'm trying to get a better way. Let's take a break. Let's go to CRC Music and come back to talk to Pastor Lucas Nkosi some more.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.